Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
And now back in making his eighth appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is Ricky Foggy. Let me remind you about Ricky's background. He is from Lawrence, South Carolina, which is in the northwestern part of the state, not that far from Greenville. Was recruited by Lou Holtz to go play his college ball at the University of Minnesota, where he was a four-year starter at quarterback. Over his four seasons, he passed for just under 5,200 yards, rushed for another 2,200 yards, and had a great career. He finished his career there as one of the most decorated and popular quarterbacks in University of Minnesota history. Played in the Canadian Football League from 1988 to 1997 with the BC Lions, Toronto Argonauts, Edmonton Eskimos, Memphis Mad Dogs, and Hamilton Tiger Cats. And he also spent four seasons over in the Arena League. And on top of all of that, he is one of our favorite all-time guests here on Thursday Night Tailgate. We are honored he is back with us again tonight. Hey, Ricky, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me again. And Bob, a wonderful happy birthday to you. And just one more thing. I can't believe you guys got me following up the man Dick Butkus.
Look, Ricky, if anyone is going to follow behind Dick Butkus, Bob and I figured it's got to be Ricky Foggy. So that's why you're here. That's right.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Ricky.
So, Ricky, before we get to all the football stuff, I got to get your thoughts. Your Golden Gophers pulled off a mild upset today in the NCAA basketball tournament. Nice 10-point win over Louisville. How far do you think they can go?
Hey, I tell you, that was a really enjoyable game that I got to watch this morning. If they're shooting threes the way they are, and Murphy is playing the way he's playing, hopefully his back's not too sore on Saturday. It's definitely a tough matchup against Michigan State. I think they've beaten us already three times this year. But I mean, if they're knocking down those threes, I think they got a shot. And so that's what happens in the 64-man tournament. It's a one and done. So if we're on, we got a shot. So we got our fingers crossed.
Ricky, over on the football side, the Gophers finished 7-5 last season in PJ Flex, second season as head coach. They were 5-7 his first year. So they appear to be trending in the right direction. How do you feel about what you're seeing from them so far?
No, I absolutely agree. I think a lot of people around the state of Minnesota don't realize it's actually just was his second year. And they did go to a bowl game and won and finish up with the 7-5 season, like you noted. And he's doing a great job. I follow him all the time, of course. And he went on the defensive side, as for recruiting. They need to beef up their defensive line, get some more DBs in, and I think he did a good job of that. He's got some talent on offense, and so there's no question about that. Led by our receiver Johnson, who's from North Minneapolis, Minnesota kid, who's really good. So he's just got to continue to feel, it's in the recruiting. You can be the greatest coach on the earth, but you ain't got the guys who can get it done on the football field, is not going to work for you. So, it's positive. Everything I've seen, they're off this week for spring break, but I'll go over next week and catch a couple of practices to check them out.
Bob, questions for Ricky?
Great to speak with you again, Ricky. And remind our listeners about your youth in Carolina, Ricky, as far as your participation in different sports. And I believe you're one of those guys who believes the more sports you play, it probably made you a better all-around football player. But tell us more about the growing up in Carolina.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. I think just from my parents' standpoint, I am the baby of nine kids. And so, so both my parents had to work. And so once we got of age where we could play sports, that's all we did in the summertime. My dad built a park across the street from our house, and we had a softball field, we had a basketball court, had a little football field, and we had a swing set. So we had everything pretty much covered. And so that's all we did. All the kids in the neighborhood, that's the way we grew up. And so by the time I got to high school, it just carried over. I was fortunate enough to be able to letter in four sports, you know, football, baseball, basketball, and track. And it was just natural for me to just play. And, you know, that's all we did. You know, we didn't have, Xbox or PlayStation, back in the day. So we had a little black and white TV. And, you know, after we got our schoolwork done, we went out and played until the dinner time. And that was just the norm for us.
We've talked in the past, Ricky, about your time in Canada, long career up there. And I was interested in hearing about the living situation up there. Was one of those things where you stayed there all year long, Ricky? I mean, what was it like living, well, obviously in a different country compared to where you were, and the whole Canadian experience? You must have enjoyed it.
Oh, it was great. Because by the time I was out of college, I was already married. I had my daughter already, Jasmine, my oldest. And so when we went to Vancouver, that was my first stop. My wife and Jasmine, they came up with me during training camp. And it was such a beautiful city, Vancouver. You know, we could hang out downtown, go to the beach, and then you could, like, look up and towards the mountains, and there was snow on the mountains and the Whistler Mountains. So that was just a beautiful city for a guy like me to be able to go and experience in his rookie year. But we always came back during the off season. We would go and play, you know, for 6 months, and then we would always come back to Minneapolis for the off season. Because, you know, this was family was, and that's what we was comfortable with. And, you know, we didn't mind packing up and moving at the time. But it was just coming from Minnesota and going to Canada. It was like, okay, here's like Minnesota nice. So you say, okay, people can't get much nicer than this. And then we went to Canada. It's like, holy cow, I guess they can. So, and it was great. It was a great experience. You know, I got to play in some pretty cool cities. Toronto was really nice. Really kind of a smaller New York. So that was a great experience. Got to play in Edmonton, where you could go down. They had a park called Banff, where they actually let the animals run, kind of run freely around. So, that was kind of new to me, watching some black bears walk around. It was a great experience. Yeah, got a great experience. You know, I got teammates that I was able to make great friends with those guys, and I'm still in contact until the day. Being in Toronto, you know, John Candy was one of our owners in 1991, and, being able to hang out with one of the finest guys I ever met. And, you know, and also Wayne Gretzky was the owner of that team also, and, you know, signing and being able to play with a guy like Rocket Ismail, who they signed for a couple of years and experience that with him. And so, everything about the Canadian League, I enjoyed.
And Ricky, you mentioned Rocket Ismail. When you guys were paired together, I mean, one of the plays had to be you run as fast as you can, Rocket. I'm going to throw it as far as I can, and we'll see what we can do. There had to be that play, like, you go long.
Question. I mean, this guy was fast. He was not the best receiver on our team, but his thing was punt return and kickoff return. Because if he got a seam, it was like, okay, see you later. Because we was in the 1991 Grey Cup playing against Calgary, and Rocket single-handedly pretty much beat him. I mean, we beat him 21-17. He took back a kick return and for a touchdown, and he took back a punt return for a touchdown. And so, you know, just being able to see a guy who could run that fast in person was like, man. Because I ran a 4.31 in college. I thought I was fast. This guy was like 4.21, something like that, something insane.
Ricky, one more before we let you go. And looking at all the talent that we see playing up in the CFL, are you surprised that the NFL isn't doing more to recruit some of the great players to come down and you know, switch from the CFL into the NFL? Because there are a lot of great quarterbacks, a lot of great wide receivers, just a lot of great talent, period, playing up in the CFL, but we don't see too many of the players making that transition. Are you surprised by that?
I'm going to say probably not, because there are so many players. You know, there's so many players to choose from that's come out of college every year. There's so many players that go into free agency every year. I just think there is just an overabundance of players that they can choose from. You know, how do you, like, start up the AAF League, the American Alliance Football League, you know, fill, what, 8 to 10 teams? And, you know, they don't have no problem filling those teams and getting players to play. So I don't think there's definitely not a knock on the Canadian Football League, because, you know, like you say, there's some great talent up there, and there's quality football. And, you know, it was like that in the late 80s when I first went up there, and it's still, it's just grown and gotten better. So I just think that it's just an overabundance of athletes that they have to choose from.
Ricky, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can stay up to date with all the great things you're doing, and the rest of us that love the game of golf can drool over the fact that you're out there playing golf as often as you are. How can we follow you?
Man, I can't wait till that day starts.
No doubt.
Follow me on Twitter. Yeah, exactly. Just Foggy on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Same thing, Ricky Foggy, and I'm also the same thing on my Facebook. You can find me under Ricky Foggy. And I'm getting those clubs out of the closet this weekend and dust those babies off, and hopefully I'll be getting that in a couple weeks.
He's ready.
All right, and I tell you what, yeah, and I got to get you over on the golf side, get you on the golf show one night to talk about all the golfing you do and the great places that you get to play, because, like I say, I'm jealous as heck seeing all the pictures of you out there on the golf course. Ricky, take care,
yeah,
my friend. Thank
that.
You so much for your time.
Always
hey,
fun,
thank
Ricky.
You guys, and always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have me on.
We appreciate you very much, Ricky. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
That is the great Ricky Foggy. We've got our next guest, Kurt Pavakwa, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Kurt on the other side of this real quick station break.